Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you all are joining us today. We have a great show for you and an expert in the field of spirituality, consciousness, and the tarot. A lot of you are like me. You like tools, you like to be empowered and get through your blocks or try to see what's coming in life. And you know, we're all seekers of knowledge, spiritual truths. And a lot of us that are in this community over at BBS Radio and on Reach For It Radio Show that join me each week, you know, we're looking for more out of life. And we have an expert and a teacher, and he's an amazing individual, and I'm so glad to have him on the show. His name is Richard Gordon. He is the author of co-author of The Intuitive Tarot, A Metaphysical Approach to Reading the Tarot Cards, and his co-author is Dixie Taylor. Well, Richard Gordon has a long history in metaphysics. He has been a spiritual and metaphysical teacher since the 1980s, and he has taught all over the world, over 100 locations in the US, Canada, Europe, South America, and Australia. He has, in his past, taught light language. He's taught all applications of sacred geometry, color, individual and group meditations, life purpose, prosperity, tarot, astrology. We have so much information and such wisdom through Richard and his experience with teaching, but not only teaching. He's also a bestseller as an author, and also some of his guided meditation, his other audio offerings. He is an amazing man, and he is now involved in some amazing projects throughout the world, water project in Kenya, and some other things that he will be sharing with us later today. If you would like to find out more about Richard and his offerings, his website is richardgordoncreations.com. Richard, welcome to the show. I didn't have enough time to go over all of your background, but I hope I gave people enough idea of what a great teacher you are, and we're so honored to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Christina. It's a delight to be with you today, and it was such a pleasure to get to meet you at the International New Age Trade Show in Denver last month.
Oh, it was my pleasure as well. You know, I got to tell the audience, it was like I met an old friend. It was just automatically, and Richard, you have such a loving energy about you, such an ease, and, you know, when I meet a lot of people in this business, you know, at trade shows and other events, just as you do, and you really embody what a lot of us are striving for, that oneness and that compassion. And so I was really excited when you said you'd be on the show.
Well, thank you, Christina, and what a lovely, lovely acknowledgement. It is my heartfelt desire to be in integrity and as much as possible be my authentic self, and to be loving and compassionate. So thank you so much. That's so lovely of you to say. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's, you know, that's the journey I'm on as well, Richard, and a lot of us, is that we're looking to connect with more people like us that are just, you know, looking at, we're all in this together. How can we support each other? It doesn't have to be a dog-eat-dog world. It doesn't have to be competitive, especially in the spiritual field, because there's a lot of that is in the metaphysical or spiritual or, you know, self-help world, unfortunately. But I think we're all finding each other in a bigger way now.
Well, I think we are, and you know, one of the hallmarks of going from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age is the Piscean age had individual leaders, And Aquarius is an energy about groups and group consciousness. And sometimes what happens is there end up being ego testings as we go along to see if we can move from being the top dog, the hot shot, to co-creating with our brothers and sisters, and letting it, like the pebble as it drops into the pond, the concentric rings go out farther and farther. So we do our best to create harmony within our family, and then within our community and our state, our country, our world, and beyond. So I think this is a hallmark of the major cyclical changes that we're going through as we more embody the energy of the Aquarian age. And you know, when we're stepping into something new, it can be a bit challenging, and we all have our tests to go through.
Well, you know, and when we go through those challenges, it's such a treat, though, to meet other people who are going through, even if it's not a similar challenge, but they're going through their journey, and we can hold space for each other, have compassion for each other, understand each other, you know. And you told me about your book, The Intuitive Tarot, and I think a lot of people who've used tarot cards for many years, you know, they're you know, really in tune with a certain way. And why not look at other ways, or expand, or look at the new people who are coming to the tarot cards, and they're like feeling comfortable now. They don't feel like they're scary anymore, like they were programmed to think through religion or whatever. And, you know, we're searching for answers. We're searching for guidance to help us through those times that we have our tests or our blocks. So I love the wisdom that you have in this book. I learned a lot, actually, which I was searching for deeper knowledge of the tarot. I had done the basic spreads that, you know, you see in the little booklets that come with the decks. But I wanted more, Richard, and you actually have so much knowledge about it, but you made it really easy to understand in your book. And so I just want to tell you I'm a fan of yours and appreciate that. Can you tell people a little bit about, you know, how they can go deeper with this as a spiritual tool, and, you know, give them some insight into the world that you have found with the tarot?
Absolutely, Christina. It'd be my pleasure. I was first introduced to the tarot by a teacher in Houston, Texas, by the name of Thomas John Greaves, and I studied with him for a while back in the early 80s. And one of the things that he said really stuck with me. He said, Richard, the answers aren't in the cards, the answers are in you. And as I continued to work with the tarot and listen to, but this is back in the dark ages when we had audio cassettes, and as I listened to his audio cassettes and studied with him, an interesting thing happened. People started gravitating to me. I started doing readings, and people started paying me, and I thought, oh my God, I'm not studying in this. I haven't read a bunch of books, and so I felt like I need to go out and start reading books. And I noticed that a wave of confusion started coming over me. And I thought, you know, Thomas John said the answers are within you. And at the same time, I was studying Self-Realization Fellowship, and Paramahansa Yogananda, who started that, had a quote, which is one of my favorite quotes. He said, God is simple, all else is complex. So I went back to the basics, and the purpose for the intuitive tarot is to understand that you've already got the answers within you. And the cards are simply a point of focus to allow your own wisdom to come forward. With that, it's good to have a sense as to the numerological meanings of the cards, the astrological meanings of the major arcana. To go ahead and do all that studying, and then to let it go. To let it go. And when you're doing a reading, First and foremost, it's critical to set a context. Anytime I teach a class, anytime I do intuitive or business consulting, I start with an invocation and basically ask that I be a clear and aligned channel and connect with my guides and teachers and the masters to bring through information, insights, and understandings that are most understandable for the person that I'm working for. It doesn't matter whether I get it. That doesn't matter. What matters is that what comes through is clear, is accurate, as best as possible coming through me as a channel, and that it come through in the most understandable fashion. So with that, it's really a simple concept. We've got all the tools and answers within ourselves. The cards are simply a point of focus. So then the next thing to look at is we have the traditional Celtic crossbred, which most people know of. In most decks of tarot cards, the book talks about the Celtic crossbred. I talk about it in my book as well, and normally in the last position, which is the number 10 position, I usually select two cards. And there are times I'll pull two cards, I'll pull three cards. There are times that I get a sense that there needs to be a point of focus. There are times that I feel like I need clarification on a card. So I'll shuffle through the deck and select a card to get clarification. So the thing is to not get too rigid, to not get so rigid and structured that there isn't enough flexibility to allow your inner guidance, your inner wisdom, to guide you in how to work with the tarot. So what I presented are possible interpretations for the cards, some different spreads, and also a recognition that what the energies that are expressed in the tarot are not etched in stone. You're dealing with lines of probability for the future. There are times that I've done a reading for someone and there was energy that came up that they didn't particularly like. I said, well, this is a cause-effect relationship. If you keep moving in along this line, then what's come up in the spread is what's most likely to come to pass for you. But it doesn't have to be that way. So let's look at what you may be doing to cause this mentally, emotionally, physically. And when someone says, ah, there's like an aha, I get that. This is the pattern that I'm operating from that's creating a dysfunction in my life. So we look at, well, how could that be shifted? And we look at that, and then we do another tarot card spread, and the energy is completely different. So it gives a clear indication as to how we are at cause in our lives, and that as we make an internal shift, every choice we make changes the lines of probability in our lives.
I'm so glad you talked about that, because a lot of people will say, oh, I don't want to see what the future is. I don't want to know if anything bad's going to happen. And the way I've always looked at it is, we have a free will. Let's course correct. Like, if there's something coming that we're getting a little warning, look at it as a tool of saying, hey, maybe I need to look at this differently. Maybe I need to start exercising, or maybe I need to look at that relationship, or whatever it may be, you know, the guidance that comes in to change things. Because we are so powerful, we're such powerful creators. Why do we have to just accept that that's the only probable outcome?
Well, and I'll give you an example. This is something that happened, I remember this very clearly, it was in 1985. I was visiting my parents. It was at the time of my birthday, and the day after my birthday, I was driving from Fort Smith, Arkansas, back home to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I had three warnings, two of which I recalled at the time, and one that came through later. And so the first warning was that I was having migraine headaches. So that told me something was off with my energy. The second one was I did a tarot card spread, and the line of probability for outcome card was the Ten of Swords, which shows a man lying face down in a pool of blood with 10 swords in his back. So I knew something was amiss energetically. The next month, I was getting ready to go to Europe for the first time. I was going to be in the UK for 2 months. I was going to be teaching at Stansted for 2 weeks in England. I was going to be on the continent for a month, so a total of 2 months in Europe. And what came through later, which was the dream that I then recalled a couple of days later, was I was getting on board a plane, and I had a white neck brace around my neck, and I said, come hell or high water, I'm going to Europe. So I knew something was amiss energetically. I did everything that I knew to do. Cleanse myself, bless my car, and started driving home. And in about 2.5 hours later, I was going probably about 60 miles an hour and on Highway 71, and a woman pulled out directly in front of me. And everything, it was exactly like that story of everything going into slow motion. Everything went into slow motion. A wave of relaxation came over me. And instantly I knew that I was going to hit her. But if I swerved to the right, instead of hitting her broadside on the driver's door, which probably would have killed her, I had swerved to the right to hit the left rear of the vehicle. Everything went into slow motion. Indeed, I hit her broadside, but I didn't hit her on the door. The impact was so strong that it looked like somebody had taken a bite out of the left front of my car. The engine dropped. It came back. It compressed the floorboard, so there is no clearance between the pedals and the floorboard. My head and chest and knees hit the steering wheel. This was before airbags. I was wearing shorts, cut my knees, and I couldn't get out of the car. It took 3 men to open the door. The ambulance came along, and the first thing they did was to put a white neck brace around my neck.
Whoa.
I never had a neck brace on before. They lifted me out of the car. They put me on the stretcher. They took me to the hospital. I was x-rayed. My knees didn't need stitches. I had no broken bones, and in 3 hours, I was released from the hospital. And as bad as the accident was, it was like in my space, the immediate space around me, it was like nothing had been touched. My car was totaled, but in the space around me, it was like nothing had been touched. So this was a warning. The Ten of Swords was a warning. And I did everything that I knew to do. And I believe that when we do our best, Spirit meets us halfway. But we've got to do our work. And sure enough, the next month, I got on a plane and I went to Europe for 2 months.
Wow, that's an incredible story, because although you still had the car accident, the outcome was much different.
It was much different, and the lady survived the accident. She was pretty seriously hurt. When she was put in the ambulance, she was in shock. She didn't know her name. She didn't know where she was, but I was able to visit her before leaving, and she was going to be fine. But if I had not done that work, I may not have had the guidance. Time might not have slowed down. I might have hit her head on right into her door, and it might have killed her.
You know, that's why I don't see the tarot as scary. Like that, to some people might see that card and go, oh no, you know, and you saw that card as saying, hey, pay attention. Do what you can do. Use all your tools. And, you know, then you were a clear channel to maybe make that split second decision to turn the wheel so you wouldn't kill that woman or hit her, you know, door. So that's an excellent example of how this can be a tool for us on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be just when a crisis hits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really was a very profound spiritual experience. As I'm sharing this with you, at the same time, I am able to go in and relive what happened. And it was so profound to have everything go into slow motion and to feel this wave of relaxation, even though that was, wow, hard to believe, 30 years ago is 30 years ago when that happened. I can still experience that in my body and see it and feel it as if it happened yesterday. And it's a very profound experience for me that says to me that I'm more than just a physical body. I'm more than just my emotions. I'm more than just my mind or my thoughts. I am a spiritual being. I am a child of God. And I also have a reason for being here, like we all do. So it really was a profound spiritual gift, even though physically it was painful. But it could have been so much more physically painful.
Mm-hmm. So what would you, with your experience, this is something I've always wondered, Richard, and I'm so glad I have the expert on the show so I can ask you, and hopefully others can benefit. Are there some better ways to ask questions or you know, like how you formulate your question to get a more precise reading or focused? Are there some do's and don'ts on when you ask that question before you do your spread?
Mm-hmm. I would say that there aren't do's or don'ts. There are some guidelines.
Okay.
Some principles. And the first thing that I would say is it's really important that you're in the right space when you do tarot reading. So, for instance, in preparation for the spread that I've done and having our session today, I got up early this morning. I've done my spiritual exercises, some arhatic yoga practices, things like that. So I've done everything that I can to prepare myself. I've been mindful of what I'm eating, and I'm in the right environment. The next thing that I do is I invoke for guidance, for protection. A lot of people feel like, you know, you can open up to the non-physical plane and just let whoever come through. And the analogy that I like to use is, hey, you know, Joe the wino had just finished off a pint, and he just stumbled into traffic and he stepped in front of the bus, and he's now crossed over to the other side. Okay? If somebody is wanting to connect with an energy from the other side, Joe is more than happy to share with you. And just because Joe doesn't have a physical body doesn't mean that that Joe is any more has any greater consciousness than just before crossing over. So I'm very particular. I ask that there is a protection, that my guides, my teachers, the angels and archangels guide and protect me, that there is a protective space, and that only energies that are beneficial come through and everything else stays outside. I don't even have to identify what it is or what it looks like. Just I set the intention. I ask to be guided and assisted, and that only appropriate energies come through. So setting the context is critical. It's kind of like, you know, if you're going to make a telephone call, if you want to talk with your sister, you don't dial a number at random. You dial up the number for your sister. Well, it's the same thing in connecting with spirit. It's really important. I can't stress this enough, to do your own inner work and then to set the context for connecting with the right energies. And you don't even have to identify who they are. Just set the intention that the right energies come through. And then as another double check, I tune into the sense of what's coming through. And this is something that takes time and it takes practice. To get a sense as to the flavor of the energy, does this feel like it's accurate to me?
Yeah, because if you feel it's not accurate, you can just pull the cards back, reshuffle, ground, center, do your protection again. If it, you know, don't feel like the first You know, I think some people are so rigid, like you said.
Absolutely. So that's setting the context. So then the next thing is, a lot of times when I'm working with an individual, I'll go from the general to the specific, if there's time to do that. So I might do a spread to get an overall sense of what's going on with that individual. And then a lot of times, what are people most interested in? A lot of times, job, career, relationship, finances, health. These are some of the general issues and that people are interested in. So then I'll go into reshuffle, do the next spread. And then as I continue to do spreads, then what I look for are, what are the recurring themes? What are the recurring themes? So there may be something that's come up in that first general reading, and then you, as you're looking at health, you see how it's playing out in health. Oh, now I see how that pattern, productive or non-productive, is playing out in my relationships. Oh, I see how this is playing out in my career. Oh, I see how this is playing out in my finances. So now what's happening is you begin to develop a cause-effect relationship. The cards are actually your inner wisdom, being using the cards as a focus, is guiding you on how it is that you're manifesting things in your life. Now you go back and you look at, okay, so what am I doing that's creating this pattern? I see this pattern. And do the clear inner work. You got to do your homework.
Wow. See, in just those few minutes, you just gave me and the audience more information than are, you know, in a lot of the teachings out there. So This is such a gift that you're sharing your wisdom with us, Richard. And you have a special treat. We have a quick commercial break, but when we come back, Richard Gordon, co-author of the Intuitive Tarot, he's going to give us a special reading for the audience, so a special message. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back to the show. We have Richard Gordon with us. His website is richardgordoncreations.com. Richard, I could probably spend 3 hours asking you questions about your knowledge and wisdom about the tarot and the other work that you do. I know that you also offered to do a reading for the audience to give us some guidance of what would be most beneficial for us.
Absolutely. So, Christina, I did the same thing that I suggested to the audience. You know, I've done my inner work this morning. I've done my best to be to clear myself and to put myself to one side. I've invoked guidance and protection and assistance from my guides. And the spread that I'm using is the spread, same spread that I have in the Intuitive Tarot. It's the fairly traditional Celtic cross spread. So if you pull out my book or you look at any traditional Celtic cross spread, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the cards that have been selected and what the positions are, and then I'll go through and share with you the insights that have come through. I'm using the Universal Weight Deck, which is an interesting story in and of itself. Stuart Kaplan is the president of U.S. Game System, and he has been for decades. I was at a trade show a number of years ago, and Stuart was there, and I said, you know, I love the symbology of the Rider-Waite deck, but I love the feel of the Mary Hansen Roberts deck, which she used colored pencils for that. And he said, well, have you seen the Universal Weight deck? And I said, no. He said, it just came out. He said, it has the images of Rider-Waite, and Mary Hansen Roberts drew the pictures with colored pencils. So you're talking about a perfect manifestation. So I got exactly, the universe had already provided for me exactly what I was looking for. So what I asked for is a point of focus. I asked for what's the best insight for the readers in general. So this is what's come through. Position number one deals with the focus. It's the Four of Cups. Position number two, which is the crossing card, which can be crossing either to support or be a challenge to the focus, is the Knight of Swords. Position number three, which I put at the top, deals with the best that can come to pass from the situation. Number four, down at the bottom of the diamond, is deals with the foundation. Position number five, which is to the left, on the left side of the diamond, that is deals with the past. Oh yeah, that's right, I need to give the cards. Okay, doing my best to cover this as quickly as possible. Position one, four of cups. Position number two, the crossing card, the Knight of Swords. Position number three, the best that can come to pass from the situation, the Eight of Cups. Position number four, the foundation, Queen of Pentacles. Position number five, on the left side of the diamond, dealing with the past, the Page of Pentacles. The position on the right side of the diamond, dealing with line of probability for future, is the Page of Swords. Position number seven, which deals with attitudes, is the Justice card, which is number 11 of the Major Arcana. Position eight, which deals with home and environment, Eight of Wands. Position number nine, which deals with hopes and or fears, Queen of Wands. And then position number 10, which is the Outcome card, and oftentimes I select two cards here instead of one, is I've got two cards, the Three of Pentacles and the Two of Swords. And then I've, when we get to that, I've selected another card as a clarification. So going back to the center of the reading, we've got the Four of Cups, and this shows a man basically sitting at the base of a tree. Looks like he's in a meditation position. There are three cups in front of him, and it looks like the hand of God is bringing a cup from one side. So the impression that I'm getting from this is if we're too focused on the way things are or have been, we miss the gifts that Spirit or God brings to us. And sometimes they may be right there. They might be right next to us, but we're so focused on something else that we don't see it. So it's important to open up, to expand, to broaden our perspective and be open to seeing things in a new way and maybe having new opportunities come in. So that's the center of the reading. The crossing card is the Knight of Swords. And it looks like this knight is charging into a gale force wind. So, you know, we all have the masculine and the feminine, and we've got a balanced masculine and feminine. And sometimes what happens, whether we're in a male body or a female body, we're overly yang, we're overly masculine, we're out there going charging headlong into the wind. So what I'm seeing here is there may be a part of us that's out there that's working hard, working hard, working hard. And sometimes this has to do with the old way of doing things. So maybe it's time for you to stop, to meditate, to go into nature, to ground yourself, whatever way you help to connect with spirit, and actually slow down. Slow down, allow yourself to be. Shakti Gawain, in her book on creative visualization, talks about beingness, doingness, and havingness. She said that a lot of us feel like when we have something like $500,000, then we'll be able to do what we've always wanted to do, and then we can be the person we've always wanted to be. Well, if that were the case, then the happiest people would be the children of very wealthy parents, because they have lots of money, they can do whatever they want to. And it's interesting that this is the group that has probably the highest suicide rate. We work it the other way around. We connect with our beingness first. From our beingness, we get a sense of what is ours to do. Who are we? Why are we here? Where are we going? And then as we take those actions, as we're guided from spirit, as we're guided from the divine feminine within ourselves, then we naturally have the things that are best for us. So this is the core of the reading. The best that can come to pass from the situation is Eight of Cups. And it's interesting, you have all these eight cups lined up and you see this man walking away. So to me, this is a repetition of the theme we have in the first card. It's like, it's important to honor who you are and it's important to honor what you've created. And maybe it's time to move on. You know, I used to work as a chemical engineer. I've worked for Exxon, I've worked for Gulf Oil, for Phillips Petroleum, and there came a point in time where I was guided to leave that corporate world and go into teaching spirituality and metaphysics, and I did that in 1983 when I left Exxon in engineering. However, it's interesting how things come full circle. Now I'm co-director of a water project in Kenya. Well, my chemical engineering background has been a key. So we sometimes are guided to move on to something else. The good thing is we still have that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding, and we take that with us. And it may be time to move into the next chapter of our lives. The foundation position is the Queen of Pentacles. To me, this is a great deal of abundance. The Queen is receptive. She's mature. In the court cards, you have pages, you have knights, and you have queens and kings. And the pages can deal with children or the beginning stages of learning something or a project. Knights usually deal with greater maturity or an adolescent, but just like adolescents, we tend to make mistakes, and that's okay. Then queens and kings, we move into a maturity, a wisdom about ourselves. So there's a maturity. So this is saying to me, be grounded, be connected to Mother Earth, and connect with the wisdom that's there. To the left, the Page of Pentacles. To the right, the Page of Swords. So what I see with this is, to me, there is a humility. There is a connection with the earth with the Page of Pentacles. Then in the now position, we've got this beautiful Four of Cups, which is saying, tune in, connect, be receptive, and then move forward with the Page of Swords. Swords deal with the mental plane. So Pentacles, physical, Cups, water, Swords, mental, and the Wands deal with fire or energy. So this is saying, so the progression here is be connected, do your interconnection, and then allow the ideas to come forward and move forward with your ideas. The other thing that came through is it's very important to be humble. Be very humble in the process. Realize that there are things that you're not a master at, and the way that you get there is by going through the process of getting the guidance, following your guidance, and doing your best. Okay, then going into position number seven, we have the Justice card. We have the Justice card in the position dealing with attitudes. I see a lot of emphasis. There's an emphasis with this on social balance, creating balance within yourself, creating harmony and balance. So it's important that we be balanced as we move forward. I also see that there's a real theme coming up on the planet around social justice, what's right, the whole situation with Greece and them borrowing for the third time from the IMF, the European Union. It's what's the balance? What's right between the creditors and the debtors? You know, creating harmony and balance in all of our relationships from the macro, what we see on the planetary level, to the micro. Then going into the position dealing with home and environment. Here we've got the Eight of Wands. And what I see is things are coming into alignment, but they aren't completely there yet. You're moving in the right direction. Trust the process, and there are going to be times that things are messy. That's okay. Allow there to be the messiness. Don't worry about that. Then in the hopes and fears, we've got the Queen of Wands. So there's a desire to be embodying more of this maturity and being able to tap into and get your wisdom and to be able to take action upon it. Then line of probability for outcome, there's the Three of Pentacles. Three deals with creative self-expression. So you see these people with a blueprint and then somebody with a mortar and chisel or hammer and chisel. So it's like you've got this image and now you're bringing it into physical manifestation. Along with that, there is the Two of Swords, which to me often deals with being on the horns of dilemma. I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure where to go. Well, this could go back to, are you staying stuck to the past? Or are you willing to open up to something new in your future? So I selected a clarification card for that. And the clarification card that I got is the Chariot, which is one of the major arcana cards. And usually major arcana cards deal with major energies and major lessons. So first of all, spirituality, seven's a number of spirituality of wisdom. It's also synthesis. It deals with the sign of Cancer, which is very much connected with the home. You have the Black and the White Sphinx. You have the Stars. So to me, this is balancing the masculine and the feminine, the yin and the yang. There's a lot of Egyptian symbology here, which could deal with the Egyptian mystery schools, or it could deal with any of the mystery schools. So what I see with this is that it's really important to stay connected to source, to follow the stars, follow your either astrology, follow your inner guidance, follow your connection with spirit, and to allow that to resolve any dilemmas you have so that you can beautifully manifest this Three of Pentacles of allowing spirit to guide you in what to bring into physical manifestation.
Wow, that is incredible. You were teaching us each position and how to interpret it, not only giving us the message. So thank you, Richard.
You are very welcome. And the other thing that I did was there are times that I'll pull additional cards. I was guided to pull three cards as a point of focus. And it's interesting. The cards that have come up are the Devil, the Five of Wands, and the Lover's card. I recently saw this really great movie. It's called Inside Out, and it's a Pixar cartoon about the inner voices we have in our head, and it deals a lot with what's happening with our inner psyche. And the interesting thing is we always want to be happy, we want to be joyful, and sometimes in the New Age community, we think we're bad or we're wrong if we're angry, if we're sad, any of the, quote, negative emotions come up. Well, the interesting thing in the movie was joy wanted to run the show, and what saved the day was sadness. And until there was an honoring of the sadness, there was no way to have the resolution of the situation. So I see the same thing here. The devil card can deal with our shadow pieces. We've got to be able to deal with our shadow pieces. We've got the, and it can also deal with, you know, the shadow pieces of others. We've got to be honest about those places in ourselves that aren't healed, and not say, oh, I'm too spiritual, I can't look at that, or to try to push that down and not deal with that. Because when that happens, then that dysfunction comes out sideways, and it damages our relationships, and it creates damage in all areas of our lives. So the balance point is this Five of Wands. Five deals with freedom, and it can be the five children playing or the five children fighting. So what I see here is recognize that lover within yourself, that connection with your divinity. And with that, as you do your spiritual work, the shadow pieces are going to come up. They're going to come up to be healed. Don't try to push them away. Don't try to pretend. And with that, then you can love the shadow pieces. You can work with them. You can work with them with other people and hold a loving space for them. And then there's a synthesis, there's a harmonizing, and there's a balancing, which then gives you the freedom to move forward and grow in life.
That's amazing, Richard. Thank you. I have to tell you, I interview a lot of people, and you are a true master teacher. The master teachers teach on the radio to thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people. And, you know, you've taught me a lot, and I surely appreciate all you sharing some of your wisdom today. We only have a few minutes left in the show. So is there anything that you would like to address in the last 5 minutes? To the audience, I know you do a lot of other work, and like you talked about your water project in Kenya, you do a lot of consulting for mm-hmm. people who are taking the ethical integrity path in business products and mm-hmm. services.
Yeah, it's you know, we go through cycles, and when another thing that I work with quite a bit is astrology. When I went through my first Saturn return, I left Exxon and chemical engineering and went into teaching spirituality and metaphysics full-time, which I'd started 3 years before that in 1980. And then when I went through the second Saturn return, the guidance was that I needed to get back in. You know, we talk about everything being one, but a lot of times in our language we then have a duality where we talk about our spirituality and then we talk about the real world. So the guidance was that a part of my next level of expression was to, as much as possible, bring this wisdom and the many gifts that have been given to me and the learnings back into business. So I'm working with individuals that, and the guidance has been very clear. There are two hurdles that have to be cleared for me to work with someone. First of all, they have to be in incredible integrity. And second of all, they have to be providing a product or a service that makes a difference to the world. So right now, I'm involved with Adorata Anamamundi out of Oregon. I'm honored to be able to serve as the president of their board. Tiziana De Rovere is a wonderful teacher. She and her partner, Ethan Gans Morris, have created the Canticle of the Black Madonna Opera, which is about helping to heal PTSD. That's been shown twice. It was presented at the University of Oregon, then it was presented last year in Portland, and we're seeing about getting that spread on a broader scope. The Water Project in Kenya is a project that's near and dear to my heart. Working with some folks in California that have a cutting-edge motor generator, which can make a significantly decrease the use of fossil fuels when it's used as a motor. And as a generator, it can be used in conjunction with wind or hydroelectric to generate electricity. And then I'm working with an individual in Australia who has a cutting-edge project of using technology to help create a better synergy with businesses and consumers, and at the same time do things to help worthwhile projects across the world. So that and working with individuals one-on-one, I've facilitated the I Am Meditation Group. We met every single month without fail. We've met now every month for over 22 years.
Wow.
So there's a focus on supporting greater community here in Baton Rouge. So I've wanted to go in and teach some more, but the thing is, there's been so many other things going on, it's been difficult to have time. So the only teaching item that I've got on my schedule is I will be conducting a youthing ceremony at the only time it can be done, which is the harvest full moon. I'll be doing that September 27th in Baton Rouge, and you can go to my website and contact me if you're interested in that, or if there, people are welcome to get in touch with me if they like. I do my best to follow the guidance of spirit and to be of service however I can. It's been an opportunity to bring Master Ko of Grandmaster Choakok Tsui's lineage into Baton Rouge to teach. This is important, near to dear to my heart. I love and respect Star Fuentes, who's a great teacher up in Hot Springs. She's the one that taught me light language and many other things. So I've been blessed with some great teachers, with Tiziana, with Star, with Grandmaster Choakok Tsui, Master Ko. And I do my best to simply be a vessel and follow spiritual guidance.
Well, thank you so much for sharing some of your gifts with the audience today. And Richard's website is richardgordoncreations.com. Thanks, Richard, for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for asking me, Christina. It has been an absolute delight, a joy to be with you and to be able to connect with your community. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And thanks to all of you out there listening. I hope that this show inspires you to look at your tarot deck in a new light and use that intuition and try some of the things that Richard has taught us today on the show and in his book, The Intuitive Tarot. And please connect on Twitter at Callisto Winslow. Love to hear from you guys. Send me emails. I love hearing from the audience. So keep in touch. Have a great week and namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher, or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.